Babe podcast in the 2023 year. I'm so excited. This is your host, Sarah Rolak. So excited for the new year, and hopefully you guys have had a first few days of success, or not even success, maybe even, well, obviously success, but maybe just taking some time for yourself, because the new year, like the end of the year, coming into a new year, can definitely add on some emotions as far as like not feeling good enough, like feeling anxious maybe about where you are in life, because I know I am super guilty of that. And if you are a frequent flyer, as I like to call my repeat listeners, which I so appreciate every single one of you, even my new listeners, I hope I can provide you value. But if you are not familiar, if this is your first episode, maybe, I sometimes record my podcast episodes in the car, which is what I'm doing right now. And I am currently like driving in one of the windiest points in the Palm Springs area. Basically, if you're not familiar with Palm Springs, whenever it rains, like three of the main roads that people use to drive around get completely shut down. So I have to literally take like go completely out of my way to get home. Like, it's crazy. Obviously, if you're not from Palm Springs, you're not gonna understand if I explained it. So yeah, anyway, basically I'm in the desert trying to get home. So it's super windy over here, so I apologize for any background noise, but nonetheless, we are providing value as always. Back to what we were talking about. I wanted to kind of go over today excuses / insecurities. And I am guilty of this, and I am coming to you making this podcast. Like I said, maybe this is your first episode, but I am not an expert at any of this. Like, just point blank guaranteed. Is that even the right verbiage? I don't know. This is just like a podcast, like me talking to you guys as friends, whatever you want to word it, me sharing my knowledge that I've acquired with you. Never, ever, ever do I want to sit here and say I'm an expert. I have learned a few things and would love to share that knowledge with you guys, because something to keep in mind, which has really helped me put a new perspective on life, is your success, which I guess these two tie together. I feel like they tie together, but you being successful does not diminish other people's success. I hope that makes sense, that I'm wording it right. Like, if you want to live this lavish, beautiful life that you desire, like your dream reality, you living your dream reality will not put hardship on anyone else's life. You being successful will not put hardship on anyone else's life. So, with that being said, I think everyone should share knowledge that they have all of the time. That's why I like to share what I know and what I have learned, because I think everyone else deserves to be successful and deserves to create the life that they want to live. And like I said, I'm no expert, and I have manifested a good amount of things, and I'm working on manifesting a whole lot of things. And there's going to be certain areas in your life where you manifest better than other areas, if that makes sense. Like, you could be really great at manifesting money, but you're not great at manifesting relationship stuff. So, I don't know. I think you could never not learn enough. It's amazing to me, like, how much knowledge there is out there in the world, and even the experts still have stuff to learn. You always have something to learn. So I may not be an expert, but I have learned a lot of things, and I want to share them with you guys and just share my experiences, because I think it's so beneficial to learn from other people's experiences. However, we all are living different lives, so some things might not apply to certain people. I think that's just given. So anyway, enough of that talk. I just kind of had this intuitive download. I don't know if you guys get these, but sometimes I'm just like, it's really when you sit with yourself and you're not preoccupying your mind with gibberish, like scrolling through social media, whatever. Like, you know, when you're just sitting with yourself, where you get these moments of knowledge, whatever, intuitive downloads, whatever you want to call it. I get these. I don't know if some other people do, but this is just me. But like me, I have a few flaws. I don't want to call them flaws, actually. Well, yeah, fuck it. It doesn't really matter. Words are just words until you put meaning on it. But I have these habits, I guess we'll call them, that I obviously am working on flipping. I've flipped a lot of habits, and I'm so grateful, and I grow into a different person each and every day. But, you know, there's a few habits that I want to flip. And when it comes to breaking a habit or want, you know, I guess in the larger sense of it, completely 360 or 180, I don't know the fucking metaphor, 180ing your life into a whole nother life that you're not used to living, our subconscious mind, I think, or conscious, I don't know, somewhere in our mind, it's telling us it's not possible. It's making excuses, right? I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, it's saying this. We'll just like do a vague, what's the explanation of, basically our brain makes excuses on when we want to switch something. It's block. Oh, we can't do that because this or that. That's what excuses are, right? And basically our insecurities are just excuses. And the reason why we keep holding on to our insecurities are, oh, we're so set in stone on this can't happen because of this. I don't have enough time. Blah, blah, blah. It's because your subconscious mind is flagging you saying, no, that's scary. Whatever new habit you're trying to form is scary. That it's so when it's scary or it's not safe, and your brain is trying to keep you safe. So it's flagging your new habit as a negative emotion and wants to keep you comforted in your old habits that deep down inside you know are not good for you, but for the life of you can't seem to switch it. So you need to adjust the feelings or emotions and feelings. The same? I don't know. You need to adjust the emotion around it for your brain to understand it's safe. And you can literally do this by literally telling your fucking brain, your subconscious, and saying, no, this is safe for me to do this. Which could lead you to having to let go of some triggering trauma, whatever, that's keeping you from achieving your new habit or your new reality. And it might not be like that for everything, but for every new habit you're trying to switch or whatever, you need to dig deep and figure that out as far as like, okay, is this limiting belief? What is the origin of this limiting belief? Because it doesn't just like magically pop out of thin air. Kids aren't like, oh, I'm really ugly. Kids, like, look at kids. I mean, if there's literally no fucking arguing this. Where kids are limitless. They, oh, I'm going to do this. It's because they haven't been conditioned to think negatively. And, you know, a lot of times when we create these bad habits, it's not necessarily from someone literally telling you you're fucking ugly. You know, it could be some secret thing of like, oh, your family called someone ugly that looked like you, or had blonde, you know, like whatever it may be, or maybe not just say like, oh, your smile's kind of weird, like, or whatever. just little things like that. And you need to let that shit go in order for you to obviously create the new reality and manifest your desires. And there are so many different, I feel like when it comes to like manifestation slash creating your own reality, blah, 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 it really boils down to like the simple version of actually manifesting is get clear on what you want and then put that in the universe and let it go. But what happens when those things are insecurities are holding us back? When we think clear on what we want, so many of us, me included when I first started doing manifestation, limit ourselves because we're still blocked. Even when you discover the manifestation world, it's not like snap your finger like, oh, everything's changed, because you need to work on the limiting beliefs, which is are your insecurities, which is just words that people have told you or that you've lived by, and you need to switch them. Which a lot of us, you know, I'm 25, it's like, okay, we've lived by these values for our whole life, so your brain is saying that is safe, and stepping outside of that comfort zone is unsafe, and it's not what you're used to, and dangerous things are gonna happen, which creates fear. So you need to reset the emotions. Like, okay, for example, losing weight, you know, think of how it's gonna make you feel. Okay, losing weight is so hard. No, losing weight is fucking like easy. It's easy for me to lose weight, and a lot of people are gonna, you know, that could be super fucking triggering right there. You know, that even triggered me a little bit. And we need to associate you losing weight as a good thing, and that energy that you put out for that will come back. Because you want to make your insecurity, you want to make sure, like, at the end of the day, no one likes to be insecure, or, like, no one likes to have negative thoughts, blah, 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 whatever. So, in order to do that, in order to, I guess, be quote-unquote bulletproof, as far as, like, weaning out your insecurities in order to be a super magnetic manifester, is to readjust them. And this takes time, because girls, or gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's listening, I'm working on stuff too. I still got shit I gotta work on. But you just need to, I guess, at the end of the day, sorry, I'm pulling into my house, so I'm like doing 10 things at once right now. Just change the emotion about it. Because if you get anxious around, you know, for me, it's like more of like, oh, it's not possible. Like, I can't do it. It's going to be so hard. Oh my God. Like, I'm so insecure, blah, blah, blah. Those are just excuses. You need to be like, oh, change your perception and change the emotion. So, okay, oh, I want to be a millionaire. That's not possible. Well, how do I, you know, like, no. You're already putting that negative vibe on your manifestation, on your reality. Your insecurities and your negative thoughts are killing your vibe. And you want to put the good vibes and what you want to achieve. Because if you are trying to become a millionaire and you're like, oh my God, becoming a millionaire is so fucking hard. I can't do it. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, no. When you do that, you're already setting yourself up for failure, because that's the energy you're associating with becoming a millionaire. Even though that's what your deepest desires are, you're not matching the energy with what you want to accomplish. I hope that makes sense. Just that's pretty much going to be it for this podcast episode. I feel like I've put the nail in the coffin, whatever, on this topic. I mean, it's all pretty much the same. I feel like there, I mean, there's so much, there's so many key components to these things. So if you guys have any specific questions, shoot me a DM and I can help you guys further. I mean, I'm doing a whole bunch of things, and you guys already know that podcast is up there on my priority list. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this new year, like this first couple days, I've been a little wanky, not gonna lie. And I think it's because I'm going through like some sort of rebirth and just flushing my old habits out and creating a new self. Like, I'm battling myself right now, which is what everyone does when they're trying to create, when they're working on creating a new reality for themselves. You're battling yourself. You're battling your subconscious mind. So I've just been going through that, not gonna lie. So I think I'm on the end of it. But yeah, this is all a process. Life is beautiful, and I'm so grateful to be able to learn all these great things and to be able to share them with you guys. So thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. If you are not already subscribed, please go ahead and do so, so you can get notified whenever I make a new episode. I appreciate every single one of you, sending you lots of love and happiness and success if you are listening. And I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.